The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good evening. On this fourth Sunday of Easter, we celebrate three things. We celebrate, first of all, Good Shepherd Sunday. We celebrate also Vocation Sunday. And finally, Mother's Day, on the eve of Mother's Day, which is tomorrow, which we anticipate. And so I just want to put it all together in one simple question. Can one person's life change the world? And most importantly, can your life change the world? Let's think about Mother's Day. Mother's Day. What's the flower for Mother's Day? The rose? People are saying the rose. Originally, it was the carnation. The carnation. The carnation was worn in the lapel to represent your mother. Now we do mainly think of the rose, but it was originally the carnation. And why is that? It wasn't like God said that one flower only can represent a mother. It was because of one person, actually, and her name was Miss Jarvis. Miss Jarvis, about 100 years ago, was the first one to lobby for Mother's Day nationally. It finally became an international holiday. Why is that? It's because she cared and honored her mother. And especially after her mother had passed away, she wanted a way of remembering her mother and honoring her. And it just so happened that her mother's favorite flower was the carnation. So originally, the carnation became the symbol of Mother's Day. Now we celebrate Mother's Day as if it's always been in existence, but it hasn't been. It's the second Sunday of May for us and for many nations. But that wasn't the case 100 years ago. It was because of that one lady, Miss Jarvis, lobbying to get a national holiday. Without her, of course we would honor our mother, but we may not have this day set aside of all others to call Mother's Day. Her life made a difference. And through her efforts and her sacrifice, now we are all reminded very well to honor our mothers, to love them, to give them a gift, to celebrate them. But it's the same way with any of our lives. We all have a special mission to make a difference in this world. Are we doing it? Are we accomplishing the mission that we were born for? Because only you, and only you, and only you were born with the special mission that you have. No one else has that mission. That's how individual God has created all of us. That we work together to bring each other towards the final vision where we'll be unified with God. But that doesn't happen unless we're all individually working to make it happen. Well, back to Mother's Day. Think about that one person in your life, your mother. Before you even had a memory, before you had any memory, your mother was already in your life. She carried you. She gave birth to you. She was the one who first fed you, gave you the warmth of her own embrace, gave you her immunity when she fed you. These are memories that most of us don't have, but without the mother being there, we wouldn't have made it. Yes, our fathers contributed a little bit. They were there, but for most of the first 9 months and first few years, it was the mother who was taking care of us. We also have to think of the mystery of that, the mystery of motherhood. That something existed before we even have a memory that gave birth to us and that protected us. So ultimately, in some way, our mother is one of the greatest symbols of God. God who created the entire universe. God who gave birth to us. And God who cared for us, called us before we even could walk. If we want to give birth to something in our life, like, let's say, holiness, to become a saint, we have to actually go through those same stages. We have to conceive it. We have to nurture it. We have to bring it to the light of day. And it doesn't stop there. We have to keep nurturing it until the very end, until our own actions become a virtue. And they say, hey, thank you. Now I'm going to help you out. That's like we do when we say thank you to our mothers as they get older. So there's many things to think about today. Now we can think about it in the sense of the Good Shepherd too. The Good Shepherd. The sheep know my voice, right? They know my voice and I know their voice. If we were to cry out for help to God, and all the world was crying out at the same time for help, God would hear our individual voice as if it was the only voice in existence. God is so great that he could hear all of our voices in that same way. But let's do another test of the imagination. Let's say we filled up the pews with 100 babies, and they were all silent, and we said, okay, moms, close your eyes. And then one baby cried out. Could the mother identify that one baby's voice out of 100 babies' voices? Mothers? Yes, you're shaking your head. Somehow mothers are attuned to the sound of their child's voice, the pitch, the timbre, the way they cry. They can hear their child cry out over an entire congregation or field or mall, no matter where it is, they can hear their own child's voice. So that's another way that our mothers is a great representation on this earth of Jesus's love for us and his special care for us. So we honor all of our mothers today. At the end of Mass, I'll ask you, the mothers in the room, to rise for a special blessing. And for all those who are listening, you know this Mass is recorded for the Catholic radio. We send out a special hello to all the mothers who are listening today. And a reminder, finally, that this is Vocation Sunday. There's no vocation in a life without the parents encouraging the vocation. Very difficult if our parents, if our family aren't also encouraging us and calling us to that greater calling within the church, to a religious vocation, to be a priest, to be a religious sister, to go within the heart of the church and be a leader for the next generation. And so I call also out to all those who have a vocation. Maybe they've heard the voice. Maybe God's knocked a few times. If so, it's time to answer the door, to answer the call. So may God bless you all on this wonderful fourth Sunday of Easter, where we celebrate our mothers, our Lord Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd, and our own vocations in the church.